So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Halakeach uba parasa shel evi kachav. If a Jew purchases the unborn fetus of a non-Jew's cow, or if the Jew sold his cow's fetus to a non-Jew, and this sale is valid, even though it is forbidden for a Jew to sell large livestock to a non-Jew, or if a Jew purchases an animal in partnership with a non-Jew, or if a Jew agreed to care for a non-Jew's animal in exchange for a shear in its offspring, or if the Jew gave an animal to a non-Jew under such an arrangement, in all these cases, patim and the bechira, the firstborn offspring of such an animal is not sanctified as a bechar. Shenema bi Yisrael avolay bechirim, as the pasuk says, hikdashtedly kol bechar bi Yisrael ma'admat behema, excluding the bechar of an akam. Now, the first parak discussed the halachas of firstborn donkeys, and this parak begins with a discussion of the halachas of firstborn cows. Therefore, the Gemara asks, listni bereisha uba parasei the kedusha sagufu. We should first discuss the fetus of a cow, which has physical sanctity, and only then discuss the fetus of a donkey, which has only monetary sanctity. The Gemara suggests two answers. The Tana of the Mishnah found the discussion of the halachas of firstborn donkeys more favorable, because it reminds us of the donkeys laden with riches that we took out of Mitzrayim. In only one parak, the Tana dispensed with the few halachas of non-kosher animals and then devoted the rest of the Masechta to the many halachas of kosher animals. Having mentioned the sale of animals from Jews to non-Jews or vice versa, the Gemara cites a ruling of Rabbi Yishya that discusses how these animals are acquired. Yisrael shenasin mois la'evi kachavim bebehemtoi bedineim. If Yisrael buys and pays an akam for his animal, the laws of akam apply. Therefore, even though the Yisrael did not perform a physical act of kinyan, such as meshicha, taking possession of the animal, the Yisrael acquired it and the halachas of bechera do apply. Similarly, if an akum buys and pays the Yisrael for his animal, the laws of akum apply. Therefore, even though the akum did not perform a physical act such as meshicha, the akum acquired it and the halachas of bechera do not apply. The Gemara explains, "Bidineim shepaskulem Torah." This refers to the Torah laws governing a non-Jew's acquisitions, as the pasuk says, "V'chisim kru memkol amisecha ikonim miyad amisecha," referring to selling and buying metatlin movable objects to and from a fellow Jew. And the word "lamisecha" teaches that the method of acquisition differs in your transaction with a fellow Yisrael or with an akum. Therefore, "lamisecha b'meshicha halo evikachav mekesef." When you sell to another Jew, he acquires it with meshicha. But when you sell to a non-Jew, he acquires it with kesef, paying money. And similarly, miyad amisecha hudim meshicha, or miyad avikachav mekesef. When you buy from another Jew, you acquire it with meshicha. But when you buy from a non-Jew, you acquire it with kesef, paying money. And the Gemara elaborates further that we cannot expound emo la'ivikachavim or miyad avikachavim klal klal lai. We cannot infer that one cannot sell or buy from a non-Jew at all because of the following kal v'chaymer. If Jews and non-Jews can acquire each other as slaves, they can certainly acquire each other's possessions. And we also cannot expound we cannot infer that a transaction with a non-Jew requires two kinyanim, because if one kinyan suffices to acquire their person, certainly one kinyan suffices to acquire their property. Furthermore, we expound that a transaction with an akum is similar to one with a Yisrael. Just as the Yisrael acquires matalim with one kinyan, with meshicha and not with kesef, so too the akum acquires matalim with only one kinyan, albeit a different kinyan, with kesef and not with meshicha. The Gemara cites a dissenting opinion. An akum acquires with meshicha, and the Gemara suggests two explanations how a meimer expounds la misecha. A meimer follows the opinion of Rabbi Yechon, who disagrees with the above ruling of Rabbi Yishya, and says that min ha-Torah, Jews acquire with kesef, not with meshicha. Therefore, the term lamisecha teaches the opposite halacha. Lamisecha bekesef, lo v'kechav b'meshicha. Only a Yisrael acquires with kesef, but a nakam acquires with meshicha. Sabla k'Rish Lakish, dama meshicha mefureshes min ha-Torah. He follows the opinion of Rish Lakish, who agrees with Rabbi Yishya, that min ha-Torah, a Yisrael acquires with meshicha, not with money. And a nakam likewise acquires with meshicha, because he expounds the term lamisecha differently. Lamisecha ata machzer oino, vi'i ata machzer oino lekanani ulehekdash. One only returns the money he overcharged another Jew, but not money he overcharged a non-Jew or hekdash, because they're not considered lamisecha, your fellow. The Gemara questions Rabbi Yishya, who holds evikachav mekesef, in the transaction with a non-Jew, matatlim is acquired with kesef and not with meshicha. from the following braisa. Halakeach grew toys from the ibik kechavim and mutz mehen ibid avoidis kechavim. Someone buys pieces of silver from an idolater and finds an idol among them. Im actually nosin mois mashach yachzer. Vim mishin nosin mois mashach yilcha no liyam amelach. If he did meshicha before paying, he can return it. But if he did meshicha after paying, he must throw the idol into the sea because it is forbidden to benefit from it. And the Gemara asks, I amrit mois kindness meshicha lamali. Why does the Braisa mention meshicha if it does not accomplish anything in this transaction with an akum? The Gemara answers by offering four interpretations of this Braisa. Abaya says, the Braisa refers to a case where shekibul alav ladun bedini Yisrael. The akum accepted to be subject to the laws of acquisition of Yisrael. Therefore, meshicha is the operative kinyan, not the kesef. However, the Braisa mentions the payment because it has bearing on the understanding of the terms of the sale as follows. In the first case, the Yisrael can return the idol since he did not acquire it yet because the Meshicha did not affect the Kinyan. Because the sale was under an erroneous assumption. Because lo yada the holo yav lezuzi. He did not know that there was an idol included and he did not inspect the pieces carefully since he did not pay yet. However, seifa v'im mishanosin mois mashach yelcha no liyam amelech mishum delav mekach toyesu. In the second case, the Yisrael cannot return the idol, since he did acquire it because the Meshicha did affect the Kinyan. And the sale is not considered under an erroneous assumption because Kivin the Yav Zuzi, Kikom Mashach, Iboy Liyuni Bahadu Mimshach. Since he paid, he should have inspected the pieces of silver carefully before doing Meshicha. And since he did not do so, he accepted the entire lot regardless of what it contained. And once he acquired the Avodah Zarah, he cannot return it and get a refund because the Avodah Kachav B'Yad Yisrael Ein B'Teilei Lamas. It remains forbidden forever. Rava says, Reisha b'seifa mekach tois. In both cases, the acquisition is considered to have been in error and the sale is void. However, Reisha imachli nosin mois mashach yachzer de lo yov zuzi, lo mechzi kabodis kechav b'yad Yisrael. In the first case, the Yisrael can return the idol because since he did not pay for it yet, the Akam merely deducts its value from the purchase price, but does not give him a refund of money. Therefore, it does not appear as if the Yisrael owned the idol and is now selling it to the Akam and benefiting from Avodah Zarah. However, seifa v'im mishanosin mois mashach yirlechano liyam amelech the yav zuzi mechzi kabodis kechav miyad Yisrael. In the second case, the Jew cannot return the idol because since he already paid for it, the akum must give him a refund of money. Therefore, it does appear as if the Yisrael owned the idol and is now selling it to the akum and benefiting from Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Yisrael is stuck with the Avodah Zarah and they must throw it away. Rav Ashi says la'olam b'shalei kibul alav ladan b'dini Yisrael and meshicha ein kaina. And the operative kinyan is the kesef, not the meshicha. Therefore, the braisa can be explained very simply. In the first case, the Yisrael can return the idol because since he did not pay for it yet, he did not acquire it because there was no kinyan kesef. However, in the second case, the Yisrael cannot return the idol because since he did pay for it, he did acquire it because there was a kinyan kesef. Ravina says, "Bishakibul ladun bedini Yisrael and meshicha kaina." The operative kinyan is the meshicha, not the kesef. Therefore, Ravina explains the braisa as follows. In the first case, the braisa means to say im loy nosin v'loy mashach yachzer bedvar. If he did not pay for it with kesef nor do meshicha, he can back out from the purchase because although dvarim yesh behem mishrum mechusri amana, generally one is obligated to honor his verbal commitments. However, hanemili Yisrael mi Yisrael, the kaimu b'dibirayu, av Yisrael ma'ibik achavim de'inu lekaimu b'dibirayu loy. This is only to a fellow Yisrael who also keeps his word, but one is not obligated to honor his commitments to an akim because they, as a rule, do not keep their word. However, in the second case, where he did Meshicha, he cannot return it because he acquired it. The Mishnah concludes, HaKahanim v'Alavim chayavim. Kahanim v'Alavim are also obligated in the halachas of Bechayra, because shalei niftru mibuchay behim mitahayra, ela mipinya ben u mipetach hamar. They were only exempted from redeeming their own firstborn son and their firstborn donkeys.